This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker for another hour with you. Should probably go online, hop on that YouTube poll. Brad, I saw you took the comments down off the screen.
I forgot to put them back up. Oh, there's a ton of comments coming in. I just forgot to put them back up. Yeah, I took them down for the interview with Ryan Schmelz, and I forgot to put them up since then.
Oh, I got you. I didn't know if there was questionable things going on.
Actually, I got a lot of comments on the polls.
Okay.
How many polls? I got about 12 of them.
How many are we up to?
Votes. 143, so...
Let's get that number up.
Some rookie numbers, man.
Those are rookie numbers, yeah. I don't know. I know that's from something. I just don't know what.
Is that Wolf of Wall Street? You got to pump those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers.
Oh. Well, I know the meme. I've never seen that movie, though. So I see the meme, and it's Matthew McConaughey yelling it or something like that. So the question's on artificial intelligence. Where do you see it going? Are you scared? Are you happy? Do you like the idea that if you're like, okay, now take this picture and add a puppy to it? That's like the future of AI. And you can do things like that now. And what's amazing to me is, I've been following artificial intelligence for a while. And the ability to just freely manipulate things now is amazing. Because the hassle you had to go through just a couple of years ago to get any of that done, it was a huge ordeal. But now it's like... It's just integrated into your social media or your desktop. You can go to a search bar and get whatever you want. It's amazing. Do you generate photos or anything like that?
Every now and then, just goofy stuff. You know, if I think of a funny situation or a guest brings up a funny situation, sometimes I'll see if Grok or ChatGPT can generate that photo.
I remember coming on this show and playing the artificial intelligent music and how it was just like shocking how good it was.
Yeah. So I use it every day. I use artificial intelligence every day. From getting ideas for titling things. Fun fact, the phrasing of today's YouTube poll, I thought this would be a fun little Easter egg. I used ChatGPT to create the poll. I wanted a poll about AI, and so I used ChatGPT to do it. So this is a poll about the future of AI by AI.
Is that amazing?
I also use it like whenever, I don't know, if you follow or you subscribe to the Andy Fry Show YouTube channel, we create shorts and reels and stuff like that of different highlights of the show. I use an AI video editing software that helps create those. So there's a lot of good stuff that can come out of it.
Yeah, also bad things, like what the president just came out with a couple weeks ago. They shouldn't be taking your image and using it for pornographic material, you know? So, and trying to save the hassle that so many people, unfortunately, have been victim of. Man, so there's good and bad that it could be used for, I guess, and it's a wild, wild west on that internet, isn't there?
Yeah.
But artificial intelligence, I saw this one story, it was on Axios, and it says two most durable and decisive geopolitical topics in the 2020s are fully emerging into one existential threat, China and AI supremacy. So the fear is that if China has more powerful AI and computer possibilities, computations, whatever it may be, then that would be a huge threat to the United States if they are able to have that leg up. It would be like basically Superman landing in China and you have Superman on your side.
Yeah.
It would, as opposed to the United States having Superman. That's kind of what we're talking about here. This is like you take a world power like China and you're not used to them being in the driver's seat when the United States is around. And here they are. What happens if China takes that driver's seat? What would that look like? That could be scary. It says, why it matters. This is the rare belief shared by both President Trump and former President Biden. Oh, and virtually every person studying geopolitical chessboard. The Trump's AI czar said in a podcast, all in, there's no question that the armies of the future are going to be drones and robots and they're going to be AI powered. I would define winning as the whole world consolidates around the American tech stack. So we look at, what was it, Terminator, with the Terminator robots out there.
Skynet.
Skynet, yeah, all these things. Maybe it wasn't that far-fetched.
No, it's, well, it's like people have been predicting this for years. For years, you know? It's like, well, the question always comes to, does AI become self-aware? Mm-hmm. You know, does it try to self-preserve? Does it stop seeing humanity as, you know, a group, or does it start seeing humanity as a threat? And if it starts seeing humanity as a threat and all of your military might is controlled by AI, guess what it's going to do?
Yeah. So do you like the idea of robots fighting each other? Do you like our odds if that's the case? I think the United States would do all right.
I was like, I always joke about this. I want the Star Wars robots, the R2-D2s, the BB-8s, the C-3POs that shuffle around. I don't want these Boston Dynamic robots that can do backflips and the, what is it, Tesla Optimus robot that's able to dance and do all these other things. I don't want those robots. I want the ones that shuffle and
roll.
Well,
I wouldn't be too concerned, too. Like, I've seen the videos of, like, the Cybertrucks where they say they have sensors so it doesn't crush your finger, but it crushes your finger with the automatic trunk that will close down. So I don't know. Sometimes it's just for show, and you've seen the videos of these new vacuum robots that have the little arm on it where they can pick things up and move it out of the way so they can keep vacuuming, and how that's missing. I mean, on a consumer level, if you're going to make it so someone could purchase it in their own home, I understand it's not going to be the same as how it would be applied in a military application. But maybe they got a long way to go. And either way, if you know that they are building these things, don't you want the United States to be the leader in it? Like, I don't want any other country to have better robot fighters than we do.
Yeah, no, I don't either. I think the United States needs to be at the forefront of that. I mean, I feel that way about any military asset, though. It's like, I want to have the best tanks. I want to have the best fighter planes, the bombers. So, yeah, if we're going military robots and drones, I want the best of those, too.
So do we fast forward 25 years from now and there's like, what's that wiener's name? Tim Walz. And there's like people like Tim Walz. And he's out there ranting on TV things like, oh, all these boys want to do is see these robots fight. All these fill in the blank conservative type of politician. Oh, we want to just see these loser boys feel like they're in on something and it's robots fighting. Like, are we going to just at one point turn it into our entertainment as opposed to our military defense? Is it, could it lean that way too?
Man, I almost feel like it'd be both, wouldn't it? That there will be fighting robots and there will also be, like, what is that movie with Hugh Jackman, Real Steel?
Yeah.
there'll so be saying, that, like, but...
Basically, you're saying we would invade a country for our entertainment so we can live stream robots fighting other
robots? I'm not saying that. I'm saying that we will have like robot boxing leagues, you know, where there's a red robot and a blue robot and you punch one and the head goes up in the air.
Yes, exactly. Just like that game. And you know how Mattel had, what, they have a battleship movie coming out. So they got these other like game properties that you've played when you were younger that they're making into big motion pictures. But in real life, you know, they're just making giant robots that knock each other's heads up. Then you got to have another robot come and push
come
it back
push
down.
It back
so
down.
They can
it's
reset.
Like, all right, we know who won. Let's reset.
Set it back up to that. The other thing is there's this other story, and this is The Sun. So it's not really like The Sun is looked at as like, I don't know, a National Enquirer kind of thing. But then again, National Enquirer every once in a while has real pieces in there. It says fears AI will leave Earth with population the size of UK by 2300 and turn entire country. This is into ghost lands, is what they're saying. So scientists fear AI would turn world's major populations into apocalyptic ghost towns. And that means the world's greatest cities like New York and London will become deserted as AI will replace everything. And there'll be no need to live in close population to each other. They say an estimation, Age of Artificial Intelligence author who works for Oklahoma State University told The Sun, computers or robots will never be conscious, but they will be doing literally all that we do because most of what we do in our lives can be replaced. So is that the fear? Not that they're going to go out there fight and, you know, turn on humanity like Terminator, that we're going to come self-conscious. But the bigger fear is that robots will be made in such a way where we're just obsolete. So we just let them do our dirty work and we sit and eat Cheetos all day and watch soap operas.
I mean, this is a possibility, but I'm curious of that article because it says it would reduce the population. Why would the population reduce?
It says there would be struggling that the world population would collapse and would go as low as 100 million people on the entire planet. I took that as the world would collapse, meaning that, I mean, let's say robots do take over, whatever it is. How would people be able to compete with that if they can't make money? So people just die off. I mean, essentially, people would not be able to, unless you know how to go farm. And you could be self-sustainable. If you can't go get a job and you have no money, then what's going to happen? If people in societies collapse and people die.
Yeah.
It could be something like that.
But, you know, and then you think about that and it's like, well, the people that are trying to make the money, they need consumers. Mm-hmm. So it makes me wonder, like, where is that line? I think that what ends up happening is you strike an equilibrium between employees and automated resources as employees or, you know, as your workforce. You can't have a workforce that's entirely automated because then at some point you won't have anybody to sell your product to because there'll be nobody to buy your product because nobody's got a job and earning money. I think, you know, I worry about that, but man, it just seems like there's something naturally built in where you would just strike a balance where it's like, okay, this is how much automated workforce we can have without collapsing society. And this is how much, you know, actual people working that we need to have. And I don't know. I don't worry about that as much as I do AI, you know, flipping out and turning on us.
Well, I know there's people that got their concerns on the YouTube poll, so we'll read some of those comments coming up later in the hour. And if you haven't already voted, are we at least up to 150 votes yet? I hope we're past that.
We're just past 150. We're 151.
All right, we got to get that up to 200. You know, on Friday, we got up to 200. I'd like to see us get to 200 again. That would be good. But if you're not on the YouTube page right now and voting for this sort of thing, just do it real quick. And you can see all the comments as they splash up on the screen, the brand new Annie Fry video feed screen, which is really cool. One other thing, Jamie, is it Dimon? So
yeah.
Basically, what Jamie was arguing is in the future, you know, we talk about AI, but a big part of it is cryptocurrency and blockchain and how we organize things, banking. There's a big question about what that looks like in the future when it comes to fiat, which is like physical money versus digital currencies. And, you know, you have the United States that is looking into Bitcoin and making large purchases. You have other companies making large purchases of Bitcoin. It was a GameStop just bought a ton of Bitcoin. I know that Tesla and some of these other companies, they've invested into this Bitcoin and they're riding it and it's riding high because the demand for this thing is really high. But it could also disappear and no one could find it valuable.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Valuable in the future, you'd be holding on to something that's worth nothing, which they argued the same thing could happen to the American dollar, but still. They're saying instead of stockpiling on cryptocurrencies, maybe we should stockpile other things. Let's say the robots come looking for us. We're going to need other things to fight off the robots. Can we play clip number 3?
Well, you said something that struck me earlier. We should be stockpiling. What did you say?
I said not bitcoins, but bullets, tanks, missiles. Because you pointed out national security is a critical thing. So the most important thing to me in trade is going to be protecting our own national security. And that's around resilient supply chains for medical ingredients, for anything that goes into our F-35 rare earths, and related. Think of, 2 nanometer AI chips, things like that. We say, yeah, this is important for American national security. We need resilient supply chains. And then we have to do things to help the military, which is we don't keep productive capability empty. So all of us do that in our businesses, but, their missile capability, they have, I forgot the number, they have a plant building missiles, but if you have the double or triple production, we don't have a plant and they're ready to go.
Okay. He makes a pretty good point, doesn't he? We have the strategic oil reserves for just that very thing. We can't be without our oil. That would be very damaging for us. And, there's other things we stockpile as a country. So maybe we should be stockpiling more of those things. Didn't Obama buy a bunch of bullets, too? I mean, they were stockpiling on that, too. So I think there might still be some around. I'm not sure. I think that he makes a pretty good point. And I think about, for the most part, my own personal habits. You ever feel the need to stockpile things? You ever have those type of urges as an individual?
Yeah.
What kind of things do you stockpile when that happens?
Bullets, for one.
Okay, that's good.
Because I remember during COVID, between bullets and toilet paper, you couldn't find either one. And if you found any of them, you were paying outrageous prices for it. And so,
you mean 2025 prices for?
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. And so I was like, you know what? Not going to do that again. I'm going to stack them. And it's something that doesn't really expire and stuff like that. So you do that, have a couple months supply worth of food. I stack that stuff too. So yeah, you stock up on it so that you at least have time to react and adjust, and it provides that buffer whenever things change.
Yeah. And this is what my wife will go through. She'll go through the ebbs and flows. So she'll read a book that's like a post-apocalyptic type of book, and she'll be like, get the motivation after that book to go buy a bunch of things. And you know what she says in that? And this is so funny. She's like, whenever I read these books, I learn one thing. If you have a family, listen to your husband, because all bad things happen when you don't listen to your husband in a post-apocalyptic world. Yes. I said, yes, yeah. And, you know, keep in mind, these are female writers and things, too. Yeah. It's not like it's a bunch of guys writing these books. But I said, you know what? There's a lot of truth when it comes to times of like extreme stress or disaster. You got to have someone in the lead that is taking control of the situation. You got to listen to them, because that's the only way. If you start splintering, you're in trouble. Mm-hmm. You ever like look around at your neighbors and say, you know, if I had to like, you know, combine forces, I'd pick that neighbor. Like if we had to create a team,
yes,
that's the house I'd want to create it with.
Who's the neighbor that is going to be your best ally? Yes, I do that. Yeah. Oh, man, I do that a lot.
You think about those things? Yeah, I look down the neighborhood and I'll say, yeah, he'd be a good one to team up with. Man, and then what the disappointment would be if they didn't want to team up with you. And you're like,
do you ever look down and do the like see the opposite? You're like, ooh, not that person. No.
Oh, she's a goner. She'd be like the first person we raid as a team.
We're going to take her stuff.
She's so gone. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to find in there. A bunch of cat food, but still, we can use it, I guess. It's not going to be bullets and medicine. Well, there might be some prescriptions in there, but yeah, you're like scoping out the neighborhood and you have like Home Alone map. Where you're like putting like X's on the homes.
You and that one neighbor have a zip line between your houses.
Zip line communication. Yeah. We immediately start building a tunnel into our basements can be connected in case of emergency, a fast exit.
Yeah.
Oh, there's all kinds of possibilities there. So, okay. Stockpile bullets. You as an individual cannot stockpile a tank.
No.
If you do, I'll tell you that the,
no, you can't.
I don't know how you can get away with it other than, for example, saying it's decorative for parades.
I think it has to be rendered in unfireable. You have to have an unfireable barrel on it or something like that.
Oh, okay. But then you can just go get a tank at Tanks R Us.
No.
You know the story about the killdozer? You ever hear that, Sky?
Yes.
What a story. Maybe we got to go to break.
I've heard that story, though. There's a lot to that story.
Oh, there is. I don't know if I have enough to talk about it, as in, I don't know all the details, but immediately after the show today, I think I might go watch a documentary on it, because it was such a great story.
Wild.
It's something else. Oh, boy. The government can push people too far, like that movie Falling Down, and sometimes people act in a certain way to get vengeance. All right, when we come back, did you hear what Bill Clinton said about Joe Biden? This is kind of good. Not good in a good way, good in an entertaining way. We'll talk about that coming up. And have you heard of autism reveal parties? Well, apparently they're a thing. We're going to get to that, too. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. 97.1 FM Talk. Is anyone in the comments talking about the killdozer? Anyone mention that? It's so crazy, that story.
I haven't seen anybody mention it.
All right. Let me just say, it is definitely worth your time. Anyone that's listening that does not know the story, to look up. There's got to be just documentaries about it out there. Was it in Colorado or someplace like that?
Something like that, yeah. Like, what would drive a man to do that? And then you start digging in and you go, oh, yeah, I understand.
Their city hall and all that really messed with this dude. So just to give the gist of the story and make sure I get this right, he devised a plan to create a tank in his garage over the course of probably years. And then he went on a rampage and just destroyed a bunch of businesses in the town. He went into like these, the city hall and some of these other places just to destroy because he looked at it as they destroyed him. So he's going to destroy them.
He had some sort of, it was like dispute over what he could do on his own property.
Yeah. And he said, well, I guess we're doing this then. And he went all in to say, okay, mutual destruction, I guess. So that the documentary, let me go to a story in The Hill. This is completely different, but former President Bill Clinton said in a Sunday interview, he thought former President Joe Biden was, quote, in good shape when they spoke recently. In an interview, Clinton said he did not read the book Original Sin about the cover-up. And he said, no, I thought he was a good president. The only concern I thought he had to deal with was, could anybody do that job until they were 86? End quote. So his concern was, you weren't old yet, Joe Biden, but you were going to get old if you won. So this would have been a hard thing to do. Bill Clinton, are you kidding me?
Man.
Why? what do you think's going to happen to all these Democrats that have enabled and concealed the true nature of Joe Biden's health all these years? Like the people that were allegedly close to him, all these cabinet members, people that were out there surrogates for him, the ones that said he was young and spry. What's going to happen to all of these liars that are just out there wanting to run for office again? I think of like Pete Buttigieg comes to example, or Kamala Harris, you know, them. Do they even have a chance after what we know now?
I mean, they have a fervent base, so there's always a chance. But man, you look at this and you say, you've got kind of two options here if you're Pete Buttigieg. One of them is, I lied to you. I knew everything that was going on and I lied to you so that we could maintain power. Or the other one is, I couldn't tell that something was wrong. They kept it from me. So when everybody and their brother looks at this and they go, hey, something's up here, and the best you got is, I couldn't tell, then you're going to look completely unfit for office in that manner. Like, you don't have a lot of good options here because you decided to go all in on this, Joe Biden is fine and we will prop him up and run the government our own selves while he's on the beach in Delaware, you know?
Yeah, he was on that beach a lot, and he... What are people saying? And one thing that was speculated, he was on the beach so often going back home visiting because of medical treatment, but that was never hashed out, was it? I don't think they were able to necessarily pin that as the answer, but that could be one of the explanations. I don't think we should definitely weigh that out just yet, but we got to think about this in a very realistic way, because there were some very serious questions about his cognitive decline. I think a lot of people saw it well before that debate. I mean, I saw it during the election. I knew that he was definitely having issues, and some people continued to cover for it because they said it's what in poor taste to bring it up. What was that one clip? Let me find that real quick. Was it Jake Tapper? This is clip number four. This may be one of the biggest lies I think Jake Tapper has ever told his entire life. Can we play clip four?
Jake, I would like to ask you, do you think that the media would have gotten this story sooner if it was Trump?
I don't, actually, because these issues of health are so sensitive to talk about and to report. And as you say, you know, yes, we saw weird moments of Joe Biden. We also see weird moments, and they're different. They're not the same issue. They're not acuity issues, but we see weird moments of Donald Trump.
It's wild.
Do you think he's telling the truth there? So the whole question is, hey, if this were Donald Trump and we saw these things, do you think that there would have the media would have given him a pass, or do you think they would have covered it up for him? They said, oh, of course. Yeah, because they act like they would have acted the same with Donald Trump that they did with Joe Biden. Now, that is such a lie.
Yeah, 100% no, lie. It's a huge lie. And do you remember the controversy of Donald Trump whenever he walked down the ramp?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
He needed to hold somebody's arm, and they're like, yeah, clearly this is somebody in decline. He's shuffling, blah, blah, blah. Do you remember whenever he drank the water bottle? What did he do with it?
He used two hands or something.
He drank the water bottle, and people are like, oh, that's cognitive decline. You see people talking about his posture and how he kind of leans forward. So I'm like, oh, no. That's some sort of medical issue. They have never, ever, ever, ever hesitated to point something out like that. Not with Donald Trump.
Yeah.
They've never hesitated to do it. Jake Tapper is off his rocker here. I think he's lying to save face. I think he's trying to, in defending how they would handle Trump, he's trying to save face on how they handled Biden. He's like, oh no, these medical things are very sensitive. No, you don't care about that. You were covering for a guy who was a Democrat because y'all are Democrats and you're towing the party line. It was better to have Joe Biden in your brain, a declining, falling apart Joe Biden. It was better to have him in than it is to have Donald Trump back in. That was their mindset. And so they were going to, you know, defend Biden and hide it come hell or high water.
Do you think part of their rebellion right now is that they're not going to be able to collect the favors that they gave to this presidency? So I think in a lot of ways, these networks, they do solids to the administration. Like, let's say they don't cover this about Joe Biden. They notice this, but they decide not to air it. They don't do the Hunter Biden laptop. They don't do this. Or they'll just so they can get a glimpse or a chance to interview someone at the right time. So they're the network that breaks something. Like, they put all of these different, okay, you scratch our back, I'll scratch your back type of deals. And they buddy up to the Biden administration in hopes not to upset them, because then at any given time, they'll be given away, they'll lose their access to the White House. And then in the end, they look at it and they say, we did all these favors for Joe Biden and look where it got us. Like, it was not worth it. So they're a little bit bitter that all the time they invested into sucking up to Joe Biden and knowingly covering up these things were basically for nothing. And now with Donald Trump in the office, it's the complete opposite. And they're going to get punished for lies because Donald Trump has already got George Stephanopoulos paying for one. And now you have the second pay that's going to be coming up here soon for 60 Minutes or whatever it was. So do you think perhaps part of this, the reason they're coming out and they're not afraid to criticize Joe Biden is not necessarily because he's not in power, but because they didn't get the favors they were promised into hiding it to begin with?
No, I think part of it is they're trying to save face and restore their own legitimacy. I think it's too little too late, but I think that's really what they're trying to do. They wanted to cover. They wanted to make sure that Joe Biden would last his entire presidency, that he wouldn't get, 25th Amendmented, where they wouldn't pull that out on him. remove him from office. Because honestly, if we are honest, that's what should have happened.
Yeah. That would have been a serious consideration.
Because, you know, you've got Russia and Ukraine on the brink of war, one of which is a nuclear power. And let's say Russia or Ukraine did something like this and Russia responds with a nuclear weapon. Do you want Joe Biden getting that phone call at 3 a.m. saying, hey, guess what happened? We need you to, you know, we need you to lead. Now, do you trust Joe Biden to lead you in those situations? They were basically crossing their fingers and hoping nothing horrible went down and that he wouldn't actually be put to the test. He had no business being president. None whatsoever.
I'm going to say this, and you can tell me on a scale of 1 to 10 how right this statement is, okay? Because sometimes we have to look at it on a grading scale. There was a certain point during the Biden administration that he just stopped getting calls, and the calls went to someone else who was making the decision, and Biden wasn't aware enough to realize that they stopped calling him for important things. Do you think that's possible?
Yeah,
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most likely?
Not only do I think it's possible, I think it's accurate. I think it's likely. I think it's probably true. The question is was there a point, or was that just the way it was from the beginning? I mean, you were talking about, okay, you know, people were talking about his decline, you know, really early on in his presidency. I remember listening to Brian Kilmeade's show while the Democratic primary was going on. And Joe Biden was polling really low, couldn't get any ground. And he never did get any ground until everybody jumped out of the race magically. Mm-hmm. But he's like, he can't keep going. He's in decline. His brain isn't there. He's got to drop out, right? Right? Everybody was calling it then. I don't know if he was ever getting the phone calls.
So, in all things considered, if there was a decision that normally the president would have to make, someone else was taking that call.
Yes, absolutely.
It
I think
on,
somebody
on his
was.
Behalf.
I definitely think somebody was.
All right, good. This really needs to be unpacked even further. All of this chain, and you know, before I remember the auto pen accusations came out, and now we're starting to realize more and more just how often it was used. Mm-hmm. And I know they're going to investigate it. I remember asking people questions like, "Can anything ever be proven or done if an auto pen was used?" But you realize the nefarious use of it, and even to the point of pardons and things. And what does that mean for the people who are pardoned if it wasn't coming from the president, who didn't even know some of these people? What does that mean? We'll have to unpack that again coming up sometime soon, because I know we don't got a lot of time, but I know we have our poll question. Hopefully we're getting closer to 200, Brad.
We're creeping up there.
Got to get to the YouTube page and vote now, because it's going to be over here in like 10 minutes. So make sure to get onto the YouTube page, go vote. And the question for the YouTube page again, it's AI, artificial intelligence.
Yes.
In its future. Does it scare you? Do you love it? Are you all in? Are you all out? Are you living off the grid? Have you looked at AI and cursed it, or have you kissed it? Because like you have an AI girlfriend or something. So let's go and vote now, and we'll read those comments coming up in a little bit. Before we go to break, we'll do this after the break. How about, have you heard the big TikTok trends, the autism reveal party? My wife turned me on to this trend on social media. I said, there's no way people are doing this. And apparently they are. Man. So I want to talk about this after the break before we get to the poll question. Let's do that. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. And by the way, it's exactly what you think it is based on that title. And it's just as, I don't want to use the word sad. It's just as weird as you think it is. You're listening to the Annie Fry Show. You got to be getting pretty close to 200. I'm hoping in those poll question answers. Are we at least at 175?
Oh, we're at 178.
Okay, we're close. Go vote now in the YouTube poll and go see the comments. If you haven't seen the new poll comments that are right there, that's really cool looking. Good way to interact with the show. We're looking at some of these different cover-ups when it comes to Biden and Bill Clinton. Can you do a Bill Clinton impersonation? I think most people can do one, right?
Let's see if I can.
He was in good shape.
If you get the lip bite right, I think you can get it. So he's like, I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Ms. Lewinsky.
With that AI chat. I did not text that AI chat pictures of myself. Wouldn't that be something to get a hold of a politician's chat with AI?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Hold on.
Oh, boy. I don't know if I'd want to. And to be like, and Joe Biden would use it like Google. Where can I find ice cream? Closest ice cream. It'd be like just 1, 2, 3 words like that. Like he's trying to search for something on Google. One of the trends on social media that really is strange to me is the idea that there's autism reveal parties. Now, before I sent you this clip, Brad, did you know this existed?
No, I had no idea. When you sent me the clip, I was like, okay, what's this about? And then I watched the clip and I was like, is this real? Is this?
It's
not the only one. You've seen?
No, there's a lot of examples. And it's all on TikTok. And so maybe that tells you something about TikTok as a basically a generator of this type of content. So you know how there's gender reveal parties. So couples will, when they're about to have a baby, will put on some sort of party to tease if they're going to have a boy and girl. And you show up to the party and sometimes they pop a balloon. If it's pink, it's a girl. And if it's blue, it's a boy. Or they cut into a cake. Or, you know, probably more the cooler gender reveal parties I've seen. I saw a guy rent a wrestling ring and he had two wrestlers fighting in their backyard. And one was like wearing pink and one was wearing blue. And whoever won the match indicated if it was a boy or girl. Now that is awesome.
Yeah.
People do stuff like that. Now, yeah. Autism reveal parties are a little bit different. It's a party where they get all their friends together and reveal if the testing they received to see if they're autistic came back if they are on the spectrum or not.
No. Why? I think the answer, like is the answer to that always yes?
Yes, the answer is always yes. If you're asking the question, the answer is yes. You are on.
Like, I'm going to have this party. What will it be? Like, if I'm looking at that, I'm like, I'm not having a party over this.
You want to hear? Let's play one of them so you can kind of get an idea how this goes.
Okay. And
I can tell you there's parts of the party where it's like, okay, did you really need to reveal this?
Okay.
Let's go to clip number 11 here.
I threw an autism reveal party to find out if I'm autistic. After my friends made me pay $2,000 for an official assessment, I hid the results inside a pinata without looking at them. Then I invited everyone over and told them to dress according to what they thought the results were. Wear blue if I'm on the spectrum, or pink if I'm just creepy.
Hey, Cole, what the f*** is this, man?
Why blue?
Probably because all the puzzles.
Because I've known you for 10 years.
I think you're going to beat the allegations.
I think it's step on the puzzles.
It was time for the moment of truth. The pinata noises were a little bit too loud, so I got my headphones and started over. Plot twist, before I put the results inside, I had them turned into a 300-piece puzzle for the ultimate climactic reveal. I thought it'd be fun for everyone to do it as a group, but then decided I'd rather do it by myself in another room. After 30 minutes of assembling, gluing, and framing, the results were in.
Based on this evaluation, it was determined that Mr. Hirsch meets the criteria for autism spectrum!
Oh, boy. They're chanting autism. Gosh. At the end, they're chanting that. So let's just recap what happened during that video. He created his test results into puzzle form, and then he thought his friends would like to help him build the puzzle to reveal the results. And then he said, you know what? This would be more fun if I go into the room and do it by myself alone.
Man,
did you really need to put the puzzle together to figure this out? All right, Brad. What about at the end, all of their buddies chanting autism to their buddy? If you were invited to this, tell me you wouldn't feel a little weird being at that
party. If I'm invited to that, I'm not going. I'm not going. I'm not doing that. That's weird. That's incredible.
You're telling me
weird.
If Ryan Wiggins was holding an autism reveal party, you wouldn't go to it?
You're right. I wouldn't go to it. But I wouldn't go to anything that Ryan invited me to.
To be fair.
let's be honest. You know, he's like, hey, do you want it? No. No, Ryan's great.
So,
but yeah, no, this is.
Well, he's not so great if you talk to Ethan. He doesn't even put his name in the intro. So.
Well, Ryan put my name in the intro, so I don't have that same beef with him.
Oh, you're cool. Yeah.
He put your name in there, too.
That is pretty good. But he meant it for him, as I later found out. I was a little dense at first and didn't quite get that. It was meant for like when he's in here, we just happen to share a name. So the guy puts this party together, and I guess at the end he realizes something that he probably already suspected and all of his friends suspected. I like how one of his friends said, I hope you beat the odds, knowing I know the way you behave. Yeah. And the odds are against you. I hope you beat the odds. Is it a little tacky to do this? Do you think it's offensive in some ways where people are doing this? Or do you think it's like, you know, just a fun little thing?
I think it can be incredibly insensitive sometimes, because I think there are people out there who, you know, because autism is a spectrum, there are very highly functioning autistic people that are just kind of almost quirky. And then there are people that are actually debilitated by it, where they cannot live on their own. They need help and assistance. And the parents and the families of those people go through a lot of sacrifice to help their loved one through this process. And then you got people out here that's like, oh, I'm quirky, ha ha ha, you know, and make a joke. And I don't know, man. Like I said, I wouldn't go. I don't like it. Part of me thinks that this guy was actually even making fun of it. But
oh, okay. You know? Don't think he was just like didn't understand? Like, for some people on the spectrum don't understand that what they're doing is insensitive.
Well, there were too many little tropes in there that are like almost like, I see what you're doing there. Like where he was like, oh, it was too loud at my party, so I put my headphones on. You know, little things went, like that. Stereotypes.
He went off stage to get the headphones. Yeah. Like it was a reveal. Like this is a gag. You know, my wife was reading some of the comments on one of these videos, and one person said, yeah, this is real fun. I'm trying to get my kid to stop eating screws. Like, you know, there's like the severity of what some parents go through dealing with their kids if they have some pretty severe forms. Like, for example, our neighbors, when we were living in St. Louis there, they had two children that were autistic, which was a super rare thing to have. Two biological children both have it. And one was pretty nonverbal and had a lot of behavioral problems where it came to, you know, calming down and things like that. Mm-hmm. And it was like, it's a very serious, difficult thing for a family to get through that. So I can see why videos like that and them making light of it as an adult may be looked at as pretty insensitive.
But yeah.
I'm just shocked there's so many of them out there that are doing this. But this is always adults. It's not parents throwing it for their kids. These are like grown people doing this for their friends of drinking age, basically.
Like I said, I'm not a big fan of the game that is being played here. If the person doesn't understand, his friends understand, and his friends need to explain to him, hey, look, let's not do this. Let's not make a big production out of this. You know, if you're worried about this, take your test and read your results, and then we'll talk about it afterwards or something like that. But a party, you know, a pinata, a puzzle. Yeah.
Yeah. It would be like at work, and if they're saying we're going to have a job reveal party, we're going to come in tomorrow's meeting, we're going to find out if you still have employment here.
Oh,
it'd
be
like
awful.
Something like that. What a job reveal party. And, you know, the boss is thinking that's a fun little thing to do for their staff, right? It would be like that. Okay, not reading the room correctly and that sort of thing.
Right.
All right. Where's Ethan at? Is he going
to
read some poll results
here? I don't know if he's
going
to be able to make it in or not. If he can't, I got the results here and I can read them.
Did we get up to
200? Oh, here he is. He come bursting through the door like Kramer.
I hear his name. He's like,
yeah. Someone
like
said Ethan.
When I jiggle the treat bag, you know, the dog comes running.
the so sound of like a cheese wrapper.
Well, yeah, I was going to say the sound of poll results. Ethan comes in. That's how it works.
That's what I do.
Ethan, I'm going to stick up for you, man, until you get your name into that intro.
Well,
I'm on your side.
I appreciate that. The only problem is that there's not really going to be much overlap between you and Ryan Wiggins, and he holds all the power.
I could technically just make a crude edit and just...
Oh my gosh.
That would be amazing.
That would be super
funny.
That
would be great.
All right, Brad, send me the audio.
All right, you've twisted my arm. I'm in.
We'll get it. We'll just put it in next time Ryan hosts.
That would be really funny. He'd be so ready and excited for his little diss on me to play, and then all of a sudden, bam, psych.
All right, did we get up to 200 votes or not? I'm hoping we did.
We are just under 200 votes today. We're at 190 votes on a Monday afternoon in our YouTube live chat poll. Are we ready for the results?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. 190 votes. What's your take on AI and the future? I'll tell you this much. There's two options that are really close and one that's not. Only 4% said that they're excited. It's very close between the other two. Mm-hmm. 51% say it scares me. 45% say that they're cautiously optimistic.
Okay. All right.
And that's your YouTube, your YouTube live chat poll.
I understand the cautiously optimistic because there's things in your life that could get better. Mm-hmm. Or it can get just I mean, a lot worse. Like, let's just say hypothetically, policing turns to AI. You're so in trouble, man.
They don't make
mistakes.
Everyone's
in trouble. Yeah, they don't make mistakes. That scares me. But overall, it could be okay. Well, yeah. Ethan, almost 200 votes. That's a shame.
So close.
Get up to it. Maybe tomorrow.
I'm afraid that once, if that were to happen with cops, you know, like you're going like a mile per hour over the speed limit, and all of a sudden you got a speeding ticket.
Yeah,
that's what I'm fearful of.
Automatically send it to you,
uh-huh. Ryan. Where are you at on this poll? How would you vote in this poll?
Cautiously optimistic.
Cautiously. What about you, Ethan?
I think I'm probably on that one as well. If I really had my choice, I'd be somewhere in between the two of them. Yeah. I am a little bit concerned. I'm a little bit scared, but not too scared at this point.
Cautiously, leaning on cautious, optimistic. Yeah,
there it is.
I get that, so.
Are you guys polite with AI? Do you, like, say thank you to it?
No.
I used to do that until
they told
you not to.
If it gives me a good answer.
I used to do that. Thanks. And they'd say, you're welcome. And then, what was it, like Zuckerberg or someone came out and said, we're wasting millions of dollars a year for people thanking us. Stop thanking AI. It's one extra prompt they don't want. All right. I guess we'll see you guys tomorrow for the Manny Fry Show. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. And you guys have a great one. Mark Reardon coming in next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.